So I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and today is October 8th. And so we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Oh, I missed the pledge.
Yes, you did. So, once again, I want to remind everybody to say your name before you speak. So it's easier for Janet to do the minutes. And we'll start with the minutes from the last meeting. Minutes of September 10th. Any changes or corrections? Katrina, were you here?
Yes, I was not here.
Okay, yeah. Katrina wasn't here. She's on here, but she wasn't here.
Oh, okay.
Was somebody else missing last time?
Brian?
Brian, you weren't here?
He was in his car.
I lost you guys. I was traveling through Maine for work, and at one point the internet cut out.
Somebody was here for most of it.
You were here for
a little bit. Enough of it, probably.
I just wasn't here for the whole thing. So
okay.
It's
right.
Up to you whether you want to.
We'll call you here. Because you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Everybody else was here. Yeah. Okay. Any more changes or corrections? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Steve makes a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And you take the numbers off when you send them to the webmaster, right, Janet?
Take the numbers off?
Yeah.
No, you send it.
When you send it to me to send to the webmaster, do you take the numbers off?
No.
Oh. What do you think? You think you should take them off?
Kind of an easy way to wrap it. I kind of like it, actually.
Leave it there? Okay. Leave them there. That's fine. Oh, okay. Questions from the last meeting. We had a question about the unpaid purchase orders. We got the list of encumbrances, and some of the unpaid purchase orders were like over a year old. So we were just curious what that was all about.
She's going over to school.
Right. Oh, this says police department.
It wasn't on the list, so I'm going from the minutes first, and then I'll go on the list.
Okay. So, the new business administrator said she updated. I've been updated. If everybody wants a copy,
That's an update of the encumbrances.
It's an updated of. So, it's not just the encumbrances from last year. It's everything that's open from encumbrances for past years. From what I can understand. And she told me that the remainder of the POs are mostly open POs that she was told we still might be getting additional invoices on, mostly maintenance.
Can you encumber for more than a year?
I believe it lapses.
So we have POs open on them, and I guess, and she said she just doesn't have the final invoices to close them out.
Oh.
Huh.
So it's not, maybe it's not really an encumbrance,
it's
but the work has already been done.
Bill.
Yes, but she doesn't have the final invoices to close it out.
Oh, okay.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. It's just kind of strange because they were so old.
Yeah, so on the new list, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 open from 2024.
Okay.
I can ask her when she expects them to be closed.
But these aren't the, okay, but this isn't the list of encumbrances, this is the list of just the open POs.
Well, it's everything that, so all the encumbrances have POs associated with
them.
Oh,
they do
well.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so they're on here.
So everything's here.
Okay, so some of them the work has been done, some of them the work has not been done?
They haven't been completely closed out.
Okay.
So you can carry it over a year?
Well, this is Steve Tremblay, so just from a business perspective, and accounting perspective, you have to receive an invoice to pay it, right? So, like, some of these are small businesses, like JP Pest and
So like what we have is a PO for services, and they might not have sent in the final invoice for those services.
Sure.
So she can't close it.
Sure, I get it.
So okay. You want me to ask her when she expects them to be closed?
The one for First Student would be interesting.
Is that, that's the bus, which one
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's the last one of second to last one from 24.
So I know that there's an open
yeah
disagreement.
Okay. Maybe we just haven't paid it.
Yeah.
We haven't paid it yet because there's
issues.
It's being discussed.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Yeah.
Their contract, we withheld funds because they weren't providing the services that were contracted. Then they decided to come back and invoice us more for minutes here and there that the buses were on the road longer than contracted for, but they went through and redid that, and then in the summer they have a new law firm, so it's still in.
Okay.
Sorry. Susan, may I clarify? So the end of their budget season is July 1st, but so they're still allowed to have these from 2024? See the top five or six?
Yeah.
So at the end of our budget season, we're not allowed to have them.
Well, this isn't an encumbrance. This is different than
open
an encumbrance.
POs.
This is just an open PO.
Okay.
But, Bill Safi, so if it's an open PO, but you haven't paid it.
Right.
But you have the money.
We don't have an invoice.
But didn't you give the money back to the town that was left over from 2024?
Yes, we did. And these funds were not included
you,
in that.
Oh, so you withheld that?
Yes, because it was on it was on the open PO list from.
Yeah, so, yeah. We can.
Like the First Student one, we have to hold it because we might have to pay it.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Okay, do we want to pursue this any further? Do we want to go and see if there's a time limit on Sue?
I'm just curious. I didn't know you could do that, that you could, if the work was done but you hadn't received the bill, I didn't know you could carry it over for another year or two or whatever.
I'll ask her.
Yeah, why don't you check and see?
I just didn't know you could do that.
It's Josh Reap for this. So is there like a... Like, I'm looking at, like, Second Wind Water System. I know when I had a bill from them, they invoiced me pretty quick on that. So, like, that's over a year old at this point.
I don't
point.
Know if that was installation for the water bubblers, because we have those. I don't know what it was
it
for.
It does say state-mandated water test.
Oh, testing. Yeah.
So, I mean, that... So, like, is there like, in my company, if something's outstanding, we bill every 30, 60, 90 days. I mean, is that not happening? Is the school not following up to say, like, hey, where is this? Or is that... It's just businesses I've dealt with in my professional life, I'm looking at here, are in here, I've never had them wait a year to give me an invoice when I've asked for it. So, like, are we following up with them and stuff of that? Is the business
Especially
office doing
not legal
that?
Fees.
I mean, I'll ask her when she expects them to be closed.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so now the remainder of our questions from last time. We requested the balances, income and expenses from the police and ambulance revolving fund. So we got an email from Tamara. I guess she listened to the minutes. And we got this email, and we got these two sheets, which doesn't give us the information that we requested. So she gave us an explanation of how it should work and how it's not working. So did anybody talk to her about getting the information?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, so... My thought on this is that we had Andrea and our town administrator leave at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So the $30,000 was taken out of the budget, but those invoices weren't presented to Tamara as revolving fund items.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do now is I need to have the chief, fire chief, put in the request to have the $30,000 reimbursed to the general from the revolving fund. Because once he requests that, it goes to the select board. The select board discusses it and votes on it.
Okay.
But in the future, if items are to be purchased out of the revolving fund, they need to be purchased out of the revolving fund. They would not come on this expense report.
Right.
It would be the ins and outs, like these reports
right.
that she sent us.
Okay.
So
now, we also asked for the expenditures and the balances, and I don't see that here. I don't know what... I don't know.
I think these are the expenditures, maybe.
But we've got debits and credits.
Yeah.
And then we've got, you know, SEL number 2025-004, which is no clue. So if we could get the expenditures from the accounts, I'm not interested in the income. Is anybody else? I'm mostly interested in the expenditures and the balances.
Of the
revolving
fund? So you just want to know what these are?
What? These look, well, they must be some income and some expenditures because you've got a debit line and a credit right. line.
So then, Steve Tremblay again. In her first paragraph, it says she just was looking for some clarification because she said, do you want it a total number or do you want it line by line? So I guess that's a question for all of us.
Well, I responded to her right away because I didn't want her to go through these hours and hours of work and said, as far as I'm concerned, we would be comfortable with the expenses and the totals. And if somebody else thinks that's not enough, then we can, you know.
No, I'm personally, this is Josh. I feel like if we had just the totals and that spawns a question, then we can ask for the details. I don't think we need the details.
Right. So, you know, we're talking about expenses. Did you buy radio equipment? Did you pay wages? Did you get a new cruiser? Okay, so we need a description of the expenses.
And the balances of the...
And the closing balances.
Yeah.
And that, you don't... Everybody agree that's going to be enough?
Yeah.
And I think so. Susan yeah. Young, I think she thinks that you want every department or something. We're just talking about the ambulance and the police. It's not going to take 2 hours for each department.
We just want the revolving funds.
I think you need to really clarify that. I'm not sure.
Well, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 credits made to the finance
one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think it would be interesting to know what they have, the revenue that's been generated by the ambulance. So that's what you want, Lynn, also the revenue?
I'll just say the total revenue.
Yeah, the total.
For the period.
Yeah.
And the balance, current balance of it?
Yeah.
And that's two, the ambulance and the police. That's all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Description of the expenses.
She thinks it's every department.
And the closing balances for the revolving funds only.
Right.
Susan Gill, these are the expenses here, though, aren't they? The debits and then the credits are just the offsets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'd like to know... what the expenses are really for.
Some of them do, yeah.
I mean, some of them
do. Some of them give you a provider.
Madden, Exeter Hospital.
Stryker.
Gangi Retro.
Stryker must be...
Stryker is a medical equipment
supplier. Yeah,
okay.
I know them. we're good friends. okay.
NBS. Performance collision.
I don't know.
Sport. Oh, it's a...
Yeah, tires and stuff.
Yeah.
Automotive.
Ambulance.
Okay. Some repairs to the rig. Yeah,
I'd imagine.
So, yeah.
Okay.
This is helpful. I mean, you can kind of figure out what things are.
But it doesn't really. Okay. So that'll be our first question. Okay. And our question, how will the funds from the ambulance revolving fund be used to offset the overspent lines in that budget? So you've just explained that. Okay. That takes care of that. Have the cemetery trustees determine if there's any way to use money from the cemetery common trust for current expenses?
I don't know. We didn't get a budget from them, so I don't know what's going on there myself.
So we'll add that to our list.
Send it directly to Beth.
Okay.
she get percentage?
Okay, so I'll just repeat that. On the school expenditure report, put the headings on every page, and so the percentage remaining, and it's there.
Yeah.
So they took care of that. And how many students would the current school building be able to hold?
Where did it go? Principals. It's 402 at the current moment.
Okay. 402. And we have 290. Yeah. Okay. All right, good. All right.
I mean, if you want the lowdown on the capacity and how many grades and students and all, blah, 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 I can give it to you, but
okay.
Long story short, 402.
Okay. So are we ready to look at the town budget? So I think the best way to approach this is to just go department by department. If anybody has any objection or any other plans?
Excuse me, the selectmen have not voted on this at all. I didn't know if everybody knew that.
We talked about it.
We didn't vote on this.
We didn't vote on it.
No.
Well, we're only coming up with our
questions
tonight.
Yeah.
Just
I
our
just
questions.
I just wanted them to know that.
Okay. All right. Let's start with the ambulance. What are the questions on the ambulance?
Can I just state something that I learned? I went to the selectmen's budget setting the meeting last year and this year, and there's a lot of information given, and Mike did a little presentation on his reasoning between each line. I don't know if you want to see that or just wait for the questions and then...
Well, we'll wait for the questions. If he'd like to come explain it to us, we've invited him before and he didn't show up.
He did a really good PowerPoint or whatever.
Like I said, we invited him and he didn't show up, so...
Really?
Yeah, we did. Okay, my first question, anybody else have questions? The big increases in the wages, the cost of living on this budget is 2.7% for the COLA. And if you look at line, the first and second line, you got a 9% increase and a 17% increase. So I was wondering why the big increase in the wages.
It looks like admin, this is Josh, it says it provides 10 hours of administrative time per week. Is that an increase year over year for amount of administrative hours?
No, it's the same as last year.
No. I don't think it didn't include any admin fee
it's
last year.
It's gone up. It was 12,000.
Okay.
It started at 10, went to 12.
I could probably answer this.
Okay.
So just because I went to the budget meeting with the selectmen, some of these questions that you guys are asking probably answered there. If I remember right, I believe the wages went up because they were having a lot more of the more experienced personnel taking shifts than expected. I think there was an expectation of a lot more of the younger younger EMTs taking shifts, and that didn't end up panning out. So I think if I remember correctly, a lot of that increase was just because it was the higher wage employees taking a lot of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Lynn. Ryan, did they talk about the 17% increase for the compliance officer?
Yes.
What was the reason for that?
He had a whole spreadsheet on what we've spent, who's spending it. So it's really good, but I can't.
But why the 17%? Why the 17% increase in the wages?
I think because he moved things around. Let me see if I can find his email. Yeah, that meeting when they said it is really valuable.
I think if I remember right on that one, it was just that was reflecting the amount of time that he was actually spending. I think he actually spends a lot.
He does
more than the 10.
A lot more time.
I think it was the 10 was there just to at least bump it up to a fraction of what he's actually spending per week or needing to spend per week on the paperwork and the rest of the admin stuff.
There's no increase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did somebody authorize that? I mean, I guess I'm confused about the wages on the fire, on the ambulance service. Who determines the wage scale on the ambulance service? Does anybody know that?
I do.
Yeah, you do?
So,
oh, right, right. You're the best. Go ahead.
Your family.
I know a guy. So I believe it's a state requirement that they get paid an hourly wage that is based on their what's the word
rank
I'm looking for?
Like a certification.
Their qualification level.
Okay.
Paramedic, EMT 2, EMT 1, or EMT basic. And I think it also, there may or may not, don't quote me on this, but be a multiplier based on experience or whatever other levels there are in the department. But I know that that was one issue they ran into, I believe it was last year, was what they were paying them based on volunteers. You know, it used to be set up that, like, for calls, there's an amount of money in there, and at the end of the year, it's the total man hours for calls divided by, you know, however many hours were spent on calls that year. You have your, and then they just take that pot, divide it up by the man hours, and it gets paid out. And the big problem they ran into last year, I think it was if the state, somebody figured out that the state mandates that they get paid an hourly rate based on their qualification level, whether it be EMT basic, lieutenant, chief, whatever it might be.
Right.
And they weren't meeting that requirement. And so I think the same thing goes here, where they've got a lot of the higher personnel that end up having to take a lot of these shifts.
Okay, good. Thanks. Does everybody understand?
Josh Reap. I understand what Ryan's saying, but to my knowledge, is this like a union thing, like a collective bargaining agreement that sets wage rates, or like is there, like in construction, there's prevailing wage schedules? Is the state setting the rates for these individuals in these jobs? Then theoretically, it's free market rates.
So currently, it's duty crew is $30 an hour. Saturday day stipends, $55 a day. Sunday day stipends, $55 a day. Duty crew, $110 per night.
Okay, but I think Josh is asking who sets the rates.
Yeah, because we're paying wages for these individuals, and we're hearing that the state says it has to be this. Well, how is the state coming up with that dollar amount? There's a guidance and we figure out the dollar amounts, or are they dictating saying, here's your hourly rates?
Yeah.
That's
so
my question.
I think from what I understand, when we first did the ambulance, we had a pretty good wage, and now we're kind of getting behind the eight ball on the wage.
Okay, but who still hasn't? Who sets the rates?
Yeah.
Ryan, do you know who sets the rates?
I think it's Mike. Or the ambulance department.
I think it makes sense to submit that question.
Okay.
And also probably makes sense just to make sure I'm giving you all the right information from what I already told you.
Okay.
I want to say that the state sets that rate, but again, I think it makes sense to send the question in.
Okay.
I have his spreadsheet. Do you want me to forward it to you, Lynn?
Well, that still doesn't answer the question of who sets the rates.
No, it doesn't say who sets the rates, but it shows you how many needed to cover, how many hours, how many, what the wages are, and how he came up with that figure.
Okay, who's Okay, any other questions on the ambulance before we move on?
Yes.
Okay.
Bill Safi. So the 2025 budget and then the department requested budget.
Mm-hmm.
If you look further down, there's, you know, actual expenses $3,034.22, and they're requesting $5,000, but they're not showing a percentage increase in the column of where you show increases.
Well, they can't. Well, oh, you're right, they're not. Because it's... Because we only budgeted a dollar.
Right.
So it's a couple of times that happened.
Yeah.
But that's going to change that 19.9 significantly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's not an accurate figure at all.
No.
Because you'd have to take out the $30,000.
Is he still doing the math for us?
No, I mean, it's. I think it's the correct from the 428 over the 357.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wait, the sort of percentage is correct there. Okay.
I think. I mean, I'll double check, but. Yeah.
And Susan Young, we don't know how many departments have included a 2.6 or 2.7% cost of living. That's hasn't been figured out there. That was supposed to be. Do you know if it's been corrected for this?
She was supposed to correct it?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
When I went through it today, I looked for that, and most of them looked pretty good because it would show the percentage in the wages. But then some people have like a step increase or something. So you can't really say for sure because you don't know if they had a step increase.
Well, plus I think it was 2.7 in the selectmen. The cost of living is 2.6. So I don't know where she came up with the 2.7 to put in there.
Well,
she put it in some of these for herself.
At that point, when we discussed it the first time, the current CPI increase was 2.7 because I went home and looked it up,
mm-hmm.
and I came up with 2.7.
Okay.
But that was
a while ago,
a month or two ago. I don't remember when it was. So, okay. Any other questions on animals? Mm-hmm. I'm going on ambulance. All right, animal control, any questions?
Did the police department, Bill Safi, did the police department take over animal control?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not going to come into their...
See, the wages are a dollar.
Yeah.
There's no animal control officer anymore.
Okay, I like the negative 40.
I was just going
to
say, that helped the bottom line.
Yeah.
Too bad it's on a small dollar amount.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, auditing services, any questions? Budget committee, any questions?
I wonder if we had our AI put in there.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
It is.
Our 4%.
200 for conferences.
That's that budget.
Yeah, those
workshops.
Those are expensive.
They are.
Did who somebody
well,
went this
I went
year.
To
you
it.
Went.
Somebody
you
did it.
Or online?
No, I went to it.
Amy
but,
and Tamara.
But they
Tamara.
Weren't supposed to charge our and they didn't. It doesn't look like they did. I'm supposed to be going through as a selectman.
Mm.
They didn't charge it.
Oh,
it's not in there.
So they didn't charge. I thought they were going to. Okay.
They shouldn't.
All right. Okay, building inspector.
Do we have one right now?
Yes, mm-hmm. we do.
Right. We didn't for a while, right?
That's correct.
Is Bill Safi, is the administrative assistant getting an 11.2% raise?
Well, that was one of my questions.
Where? What?
Oh.
Building inspector.
Yeah.
So, Steve Tremblay, so it looks like the budget was 47, and I guess we're only partway through the year.
Mm. We'll see.
But
yeah.
The remaining balance is pretty high.
Because he wasn't for the full year. He was only here half a year.
No, we're talking, the administrative assistant.
Yeah.
We lost for a while, too.
Right, we lost her.
Amy was the administrative assistant.
And then she was
and when
promoted,
she went to be town administrator, we didn't have one.
No.
And then we were...
So I guess, Steve Tremblay, I would question if why that is. It's because they need to pay that to have someone interested in the job or
right.
whoever take the job. want that much of a raise.
So we'll ask about, okay, the building inspector, you want to ask about both of them? Or just the administrative assistant?
That's what we hired him at.
What?
I think that's what we hired him at, so.
Oh, that was the agreement when you hired him?
Were you in that? Because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's.
Sorry, that's probably my background. Question.
Brian, you had a question? What?
The retirement increase?
Yeah. We're talking about the administrative assistant wages increase.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a question about the retirement.
We'll talk about retirement when, next.
Yeah, we have a memo in our packet on that.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, so are we good with building inspector? That's what they hired him at, so that's why we got an increase?
Sure.
I mean, it's not a question. We can agree.
It's not negotiable, right?
Well, that's what they hired him at, yeah. Okay.
I would love.
So, for the question for building inspector, you're just asking about the administrative assistant?
Well, that's what you hired him at, so that's, and it's for a full year. We didn't have somebody on for a full year this year. Okay, now retirement. If you look in your packet, it's a couple pages down. The state employees, the town employees are now participating in state retirement.
Oh.
Okay. And there were several reasons for that. Mm-hmm. Retention and.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the memo from. That's in there. It gives you the additional cost and the tax impact.
On the entire budget.
For the entire budget. Yeah, not just for
the. It's a 6 cent increase.
So that's why the retirement line is going to be such a huge increase for the employees that are included in it. Is it mandatory or optional right now?
When it began, it was optional. Now it's mandatory.
Okay, so new employees have to, and okay. But we have to budget for it anyway, because if the person that's in there now leaves, then the new person is covered under the retirement system.
Bill Savvy.
There's paper towel over there.
So I'm just curious. So what did they have for retirement before? Nothing?
No, what was it called?
They had a, did they have a simple IRA or something?
They had a real simple.
Yeah, but it was a retirement system, but it wasn't like New Hampshire is. Huge.
Yeah. So does that go to the state of New Hampshire then? The previous retirement system? So
No. They're going to probably roll it over, I would assume.
That's what I'm
into this.
Yes. I don't know if the town, did the town contribute to that?
No.
No.
Not to the first one. I thought they paid a certain percent.
We paid for the police retirement.
Police.
But for the town employees.
I thought we paid to it that a certain percent.
I think
maybe
we paid a little bit. Yeah,
maybe
because.
Ask them,
yeah, no, look at this memo.
Oh, yeah, they had
less avoided cost. We paid $7,300 a year.
And is this statewide? Every city
yes.
Tells
so it's portable.
No. Every city does not offer this.
No.
Most.
No. Okay.
But it's portable. So if I'm working for Candia and I go to Auburn and Auburn participates in the state
correct.
System, then my 5 years in Candia
yes.
contribute to my length of
yes,
service.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Good retention tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good hiring tool too.
Yeah, yeah, it's also a very good hiring tool.
But it's expensive.
$5,700 a year. 6 cents on the per thousand on the taxes. So that's the retirement, and you'll see that with other departments. Is that that's in there?
And do we know if the 2.7 is in there or not? How do we know?
Well, see, this one is all different amounts, so we don't really. Because they were just hired. So I don't know.
Probably what they were hired at plus the 2.7.
Do that.
Yeah, because we don't have the information to figure that out.
They have to do that.
We can't figure that
out. If that's done or not.
On the next page that Steve found, that 2.7 is pretty consistent.
Yeah. Okay, before we go to page two, on page one, land use project management. Does anybody have a clue what that is?
Oh,
we spent $185 and we want $2,500.
So last year it was budgeted 25, this year they're asking 25.
And what is,
yeah,
what is it?
We've only spent 185. I have no idea what that is.
Okay,
let's...
It's not the engineering firm.
Okay, what is, I'll ask, what is land use project management?
Land use.
Sounds like a software management system or something. Do you have software out here?
Software support?
Yes, software, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the planning, that's... Wait a minute. Okay, the planning board has this other software thing.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
That they use. Okay, any other questions on building inspection? Okay, cemetery. And you said they didn't submit a budget, so this is just last year's budget?
Yeah, I said we should zero it out until they submit a budget, but they took last year's budget is what they did. They even gave them raise, too.
Yeah, I'm wondering, because I thought that 16,000 was for trees.
Yeah, that would remember. We had a big tree discussion.
We did.
Yeah.
So why would it be? I don't think it should be in again this year unless...
Well, did you see they're taking it all?
Yeah.
They're taking them all down. I don't know if they're just taking more down or...
So that's in facility improvements maintenance? I'll ask if that for trees or what?
Yes.
That's 16,000. They've only spent...
When they submit their budget, maybe they'll back that out, but they didn't submit anything, right?
Right.
They've only spent $672.
So, what's the deal? They say you have to cut trees when?
When the ground's frozen.
Frozen.
Yeah.
I remember that long discussion last year about that?
Yes, I do.
Then the ground never really froze either, though.
So I'm wondering, are they waiting until this year to freeze?
Well, we'll ask. Yeah. We'll ask. If the 16,000 is for the trees, more trees. Okay.
May I ask a question? If it says, if the percent of change was 2.7, how does it end up at 2 at the bottom?
Go from at 0.
Right.
Because
it's still going to be a 2.7.
Well, it's because
you'd have to change all the lines.
Yeah, yeah, because all those zero lines.
Okay, I see.
Because the difference between last year's budget and this year's requested is 2%. Yeah.
Okay. Any more questions on cemetery? We're good. Okay. Conservation Commission. I just had a question out of curiosity. It shows webmaster. Do they pay their own webmaster? I mean,
The treasurer, I'd ask him.
Oh, we have a webmaster for the town. Does Catherine not do the Conservation Commission?
Okay, yeah. So that was actually a question that we had gone back and forth with, and I believe that amount has always gone, as far as I'm aware and as far as we've talked about, that amount's always been contributed from us to them, and part of that is because we have a separate website.
Oh, separate from the town website. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right.
That makes sense. Okay. Okay.
Still down, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not disputing that at all. I was just curious why it was on there. Okay, we're good? Can I keep going?
Yes.
Direct assistance. We spent $1,100. We keep it at 10 just to be safe.
So, Steve, I don't know what direct assistance is. What is?
Public assistance payments. So if you can't afford to pay your fuel bill and you apply for public assistance, direct assistance
or
from the town of Candia.
It could be rent or...
Yeah. It used to be called welfare,
question.
But that's not a term
right.
that
Politically
we use
correct
anymore.
Anymore.
That's not a term we use, so we call it direct assistance. Okay. Election voter...
Chair,
right.
question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. So we have that. That rarely gets used, if I remember from last year's talk.
Uh-huh.
Would it make sense after, this is probably a silly question, not a way of doing it, but would it make sense to have a fund that goes into, and then after a couple of years, if we don't touch it, when the balance is, let's say, $30,000, we remove that line item until that fund's depleted, so that we don't every year you know, budget 10 grand for it and never use it?
It would have to go into, it would be a...
I know that's a big
revolving
question
fund,
that
right?
is kind of outside.
I would hope you don't say that.
Yeah, don't say revolving. No more revolving.
I wonder if it's like a state thing, if this direct assistance is...
Well, we do have to provide the direct assistance.
Yes.
And we've always, I think this is the easiest way for accounting. And if we don't use it, it goes back to the taxpayer. You know, it's just...
Yeah, if you put it in a fund, you're just going to tie it up in the fund. And
yeah,
not
if you get it
there.
In the fund.
Yeah.
And then somebody gets, aha, there's 50,000 in the fund,
oh, yeah.
you know, so...
And then who is seeing the fund and how to get the funds out of the fund?
I think we figured out this works as good
good
as...
Good idea, Ryan, but yeah.
Bill Saffy, a question. So... Let's just say that $9,000 goes back to the town, mm-hmm. and that goes into the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
So we raise taxes to cover that $9,000, correct?
Not necessarily.
We didn't?
No, they
there's
set
the
a whole
tax rate
different thing to set taxes.
It does affect the tax rate, though, right?
Pardon me?
It will be calculated in the tax
right,
rate.
Right, but the $10,000 on the tax rate is...
minuscule.
So the selectmen have a choice when they set the tax rate to have those funds offset. They don't,
because that's
have
now
going to
be revenue, so to speak. It would.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, you should attend one of those. That's interesting. The tax setting.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Can we keep going? Election voter registration. Any questions? Election administration.
Actually, Susan Gill, I have a question. Are all the FICA and Medicare numbers updated? I know those sometimes come in later. Are these the correct ones in all of these accounts?
What hope so.
No, the insurance numbers are wrong.
Okay. So the insurance numbers
the
are still
insurance.
Subject to change.
Yes.
Or the FICA and Medicare.
Oh, the FICA and Medicare, I don't think they're changing.
Okay.
No. She did the health at 5%.
Yeah, FICA and Medicare is increased.
Since
yes.
when?
Because wages
I mean,
you're
looking
here.
Well, the thing's going to be because it's higher, so wages are
right.
higher.
Yeah, was it like 7.65% or something?
So, Steve Tremblay, two things happen this time of year. The Social Security increase comes out, and people are like, oh, I'm getting a raise, and then they get their Medicare increase of 2.8, like, well, I might be losing two. You know,
wipes it away.
So, I don't know if numbers are up to date, but
yeah.
it's certainly plausible that the Medicare number is higher than the cost of living on the COLA.
Mm-hmm. But they're talking about the FICA deduction on your paycheck, and that's not changing this year.
The percentage.
No, the percentage.
Right. Is,
is
that the one that's 7.65%?
Social Security is 7% on the first 170,000
yeah.
of income.
But
roughly.
that's not changing. I saw that comment about the Medicare. It looked like which one was that on?
Because we only had one election.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask that on the
yes.
next one, on the election administration.
Yeah.
Last year was the general election, so you have more elections this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or
we have three. We have three, but we fund
no general
for four.
Election, so shouldn't the budget be less?
Well,
there's still going to be a primary.
There's going to be a primary for
the town.
And it says possible special election. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That makes it four.
Yep.
I think they budget for the special election, even though
yeah,
we don't...
Yeah, in case somebody quits or something.
In case we need it.
Okay.
So, any questions you want me to ask on that? Or are we okay? Are we okay?
We're good.
Okay.
Is someone to donate meals?
Yeah, you can make more scones.
Yeah, we'll make more scones.
Oh, we made those.
My wife.
I had to grab one of those before the meeting's up.
Yeah, I'll take one home. Okay, emergency management. Anybody talking about the big change in emergency management?
No, we're recess.
It looks like another one, though, where the budget wasn't submitted. Not that I think we would expect their 2000 to change.
No, he's leaving. He's not going to be doing it anymore.
Do we know who is?
No.
Oh, okay. Now, fire and forestry. Now, see, that one's 2.7.
Hmm. Oh, boy. I have something to read for that. Dean was going to come tonight.
What?
I said, don't, please. You want to wait till we get to the bottom line? I'll explain what he wants to do or what happened.
Well, let's see what our questions are. Maybe you're going to be able to answer our questions.
He level funded it. He level funded his request, but then they changed it because they added the 2% or whatever and a couple of other things they did. And so he wants a line, and I said, Dean, you can't write on this. He wants the line changed back to 257,563.
Wait, which line?
He wants the total. So
he wants to level fund it.
He wants to level fund it. He had it level funded when it was turned in, and then something happened. The magic happened.
So who does that? That would be the select board that does that?
Also, he wants his requested budget to be level funded.
Yeah, so he wants 563. It's down by 1424. And he's going to change the protective clothing line.
Okay, so he's going to work it out so it comes out level funded.
So you just want it to be 257,563, or no?
Yeah, level funded.
Yeah, level funded.
Same that it was last year. Okay. He's adamant about that.
Okay.
Because that's all it needs to be.
Now, dispatch. We don't have to pay for dispatch?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. We were going to go to Derry.
Yeah, right.
But Rockingham upped its game.
Oh.
And they're working out very well now, so they're not going to change to Derry anymore.
Mm. Oh.
So they'll save that.
Yeah, $30,000.
They'll save $30,000. But the clothing line, because of the Department of Labor has this rule that they're, I know, an unfunded rule that they can only use their uniforms for a total of 10 years, no matter if it's only been put on once or whatever. That's their rule. And so he had to move clothing. He made $30,576.
Oh, okay.
So that's why that's...
Okay. Right? All right, that's fine.
If he needs any repairs, I got Kevlar thread and I can stitch some stuff, so...
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah. Does Dean get paid?
No, this is his last year, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You wait till next
okay,
year.
Okay,
Did he stipend and he just...
Did you ask something, Ryan?
Oh, no. Okay.
Did there used to be a stipend and he just didn't want it?
Never a stipend.
No. No. Okay, health officer. Okay, are we done with fire?
Oh, we pay for his time through the... When he goes to calls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. When he goes to calls.
No. Okay, health officer, any questions?
No.
Heritage Commission? Mm-hmm. Highway Department?
I guess the cost of coal patch has gone up a ton. Is that what... Remember hearing?
Yeah, patching.
Yeah.
True. So any questions on highway? Okay, insurances there, and that's the one that we don't have.
That was the one I was looking for, okay.
We don't have the current amounts.
No.
Did they just, they must have just put it in a 5% increase guessing?
Yes, because this, look.
Yeah, we don't.
It's always over budgeted, in my opinion.
Yeah.
If you look back at the history.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I don't want to say slush fund, but that's kind of.
So what are they normally, what's the increase on that one normally been, do you know?
It usually, whatever they have, it more than covers it.
Yeah, it's over budgeted.
Really?
It's over budgeted every year.
Yeah, like with the health insurance, they include the employee's contribution, which isn't correct because the town doesn't pay it.
Right. If you look at the history, it's overfunded.
But they just put a 5% increase. By the time we get to the real budget, we'll have real numbers.
Yeah, I would think it's out, like the one for my company's out, school's out. Like it's, numbers are coming
out. Yeah, I don't know why it's December for the town.
At our business is 7%.
Okay. We okay with insurance? Well, not, we don't have anything today. Okay, legal expenses.
Yeah, it's up 8.7%, but no reason.
Yeah, I wonder who.
Yeah, so let's say why the increase. Well, now, this year it's different. If you'll notice, Legal expenses is, they split it out between the selectmen, building inspector, planning, zoning, and police and fire. So they must keep track.
We're trying to, because it was getting a little out of hand.
Okay, right. Now, the town has a policy. Wait, let me finish my last question before I forget it. Okay. Now, the town has a policy on legal, okay? It has to be in writing. You can't just call and ask a question and get an answer and then come back and say, oh, I asked them and they said X, Y, Z. You can't do that. And you have to get, like, I can't call. You have to get permission.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who is ensuring that this policy is actually followed.
So the policy says it has to be accepted in writing?
It has to be submitted in writing.
To the select board?
Yeah.
And so, then you're supposed to tell the result.
And then the result has to be in writing. Okay. And if you, yeah. even the selectmen
right.
are supposed to
exactly.
submit it in writing, and the results come in writing.
Right. Documentation's everything.
So somebody wants to call the lawyer for an HR issue.
Yeah.
Say the fire department.
That's all going to be in writing.
That's going to be in writing.
Yeah.
And the response will be in writing.
Yeah. That doesn't mean you have to share. It doesn't mean it's public.
It's not always done, but it should be.
It doesn't mean you have to share with the public.
Yes.
If it's a private issue or if it's, you know, legal advice that we don't share with sometimes with the public.
Yeah.
But it we don't just call them and say, hey, I have a question.
No, it'd be too expensive.
Well, that's why you'll notice that the cost is okay. increasing because people are calling them. Okay.
So do we expect something to happen for the 8.7?
What are you talking about?
Increase for legal?
I don't know. I'm not aware of what we're expecting.
I didn't think.
Well, that's the question. Why the increase?
Yeah, when we have any, we only spent
$966.
Yeah.
Maybe there aren't invoices submitted yet, but we know there are.
No, they're very good on billing.
No. Yeah, Ryan, go ahead.
So that has to go through the select board, right?
Yeah.
The approval process and only the select board. And so then at the end of the year, they've got, do they keep track of a full accounting of like
that's what she's asking.
When that was used?
Yeah, well, we get the bill from the attorney. So at this point, I'm assuming if we got the bill from the attorney, they'll say, oh, I spent an hour on the phone with Lynn Chivers because she called and wanted to know XYZ. So then they know that the policy wasn't followed because I never submitted my questions. But that's the only way, I'm assuming that's how they broke it out on this, is what was general, selectman, building inspector, planning, and police.
Yeah.
The bill breaks
it's from the
down
bill.
Too.
The bill will say who they talked to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
So we want to know, why the increase and how do they ensure that the town policy is being followed?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else on legal?
I appreciate that.
Okay. Other culture and recreation. We're such a dollar and we're level funded. Okay. Parks and recreation. Any questions on that?
So I have a couple questions. Is it for the playground here? Is that the playground in the parking lot here?
Yeah.
I thought it was donated, and that family doesn't keep paying for the maintenance?
No, it's not a trust or anything.
Okay.
No. We have a lot of volunteers that help a lot, but nothing's donated.
Are the new lines for the skateboard park and basketball court just holding it for the future?
Yes, because the skateboard park, we had to put some... what is that, concrete or something? It was separating. And last year, 2 years ago, we did that, and I didn't have a line, so I took it out of something else. But it's getting a little worn down. I think at some point there's going to have to be something done just to keep it safe.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, planning board.
Thank you.
Susan Gill, why are they still carrying the $5,000 for the master plan?
That is my question also. They spend zero and they still want $5,000 for the master plan.
I think they answered it last year, I just can't remember.
I think it was on why it was needed, but then they never...
They didn't spend the money, yeah.
I feel like there's some sort of conveyance of intent to spend, but they didn't.
I'm pretty sure it's like the fourth year in a row. There was one year they spent it.
Yeah.
And it was more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any more planning board on the next page?
Still a little bit.
It's actually down.
Law lectures.
Oh, yeah. Okay, any other questions on the planning board?
Josh, I do have a question. Do they intend to spend the $5,000 this coming year because it's been consistently budgeted? Mm-hmm. I feel like if they need it every few years, they should just have a dollar placeholder until the year they need it.
Well, the master plan was approved years ago. So
did they update it?
I know, I read it last night.
You did?
I did. I could not sleep.
and then you read it and you really couldn't sleep.
No, it's enlightening.
It really should be used to budget, but we don't really.
Well, that's the capital improvement plan that we should look at, but we never do. All right. Any more questions on that one?
No.
Okay. Police.
Down.
I'm very proud of him. I thank him.
Yeah, he did a great job.
I thanked him,
Now, I have a question just because I heard that they're buying a new cruiser out of their revolving fund. Is that correct?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
Because there's no new cruiser on here.
I don't think he needed one or wanted one.
The new cruiser is $1.
Yeah.
You were here when we used to buy a half a cruiser every year.
Oh, that's right. Let's go back to that.
We're not even buying half a cruiser. Yeah. So you don't think he's buying one at all? Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Because he gives us a report every month what shape they're in, so I don't think so.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm pretty sure that was asked, and I believe he said no.
Okay, all right.
And I also have a question.
Sure.
For the wage increase for the chief, and I'm not saying it's, I think it's probably valid, the 7% increase, but does that wage increase come from the select board, or is that just what he's putting in for a requested wage increase?
When he was hired, it was...
Contracted.
It was...
It's like a contractual...
Right. Wasn't he have like a 6-month probationary period or something?
It went up a little
and then he got a raise.
If he stayed a certain amount of time, he was going to get up to this point.
And then he got a sign-on bonus too, right?
Yes, that's part of the
And then he got a sign-on.
Madam Chair, I do have a question, Josh Reap. OHRV maintenance is not even. It's $350. It's not a lot, but it wasn't spent. Do we even have an OHRV in the department?
I've seen it. It was parked out here once, right?
What are we talking about? What line are we on?
2/3 of the way down.
What number?
662.
Thank you.
OHRV maintenance.
662.
What is OHRV?
Off-highway recreation.
Oh, wait. It's in the what's we call it? Trailer.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it before. That's why.
Well, I think they've had, some... ATV accidents and stuff I remember one of the
fire department has one.
Well, I think it's a valid thing to have in a rural town.
Oh, yeah.
I've just never seen maintenance.
They
Okay. Anything else on the police? So we're good with the police?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Man, I'm having trouble with this.
Is it too small?
No, it's
double print.
Yeah,
it's, you gotta go back.
But we're
you should be able to go like this.
Left to right.
Yeah.
We're saving paper.
I'm getting lost here.
Plus money. This big paper.
Property appraisal.
Highway planning.
Yeah, property appraisal.
Four.
And do you want it numbered the pages?
Five. The pages are numbered. Okay, property appraisal.
Oh, yours aren't.
Okay. Okay. Any questions on property appraisal? We don't know. And solid waste.
Yeah, a lot of big increases.
So a lot of them were not making a reasonable wage, shall we put it that way? So they were brought up to a reasonable wage this year.
And benefits, like retirement.
That retirement.
Yeah, and see, they'll be included in the retirement, if they want to.
I have a question.
Yes, Bill.
Probably not gonna like it. Has anyone ever done like an analysis of skipping the recycling, just throw everything in the trash, other than like big metal things in the wood? And save on the labor part of it, and the packaging of the cotton.
We have discussed that, and I will say that this town is committed to recycling, and did not at all like the idea of throwing all our trash out.
Well, the problem, I agree, I like that idea, but the problem is nothing gets recycled
after
anymore.
After it leaves here.
Like, the glass, they simply pay a different price to get rid of it, but it still goes in the trash.
We do get revenue.
Well, we do get revenue from... Yeah, we get paid.
Aluminum and cardboard, those two things create revenue.
But they were saying that the plastics now even... But they only want the transparent plastics.
Yeah, right.
And they have to almost separate the plastics.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, at what point is it not worth...
Well, you're right. We haven't recently gone through that analysis.
Well, because now the increases are getting more significant.
I just don't think that's going to get support from the community. I think they're going to stick with the recycling.
I mean, I like recycling.
No, I know what you're saying.
I just wish it would pay for itself, basically. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. What lines are the ones that are increasing that are...
Okay,
so the wages are up 18.5, parking wages up 100%.
So the CFC removals to join household hazardous waste day, fluorescent bulbs.
Well, I mean, like, retirement's up 947%. I mean, it's all part of the wages.
It's
again, it's...
It sounds like it's only 6 cents per thousand, but...
That amount, 57,000, is.
Yeah, the recycling total, 16.4.
See, yeah, this doesn't take in... What did we get in revenue? About 100 grand or so last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the recycling.
That's it? Only 100 grand?
Of the desirable recyclable items, probably. This is a good question to maybe ask.
Aluminum and cardboard, right? So Amazon, they love.
Why?
Yeah, they were telling me that even the like brush gets sent to Deerfield because we don't compost
it.
What's
what do you
that?
Mean? We burn it.
Not the brush, but like
this year,
grass clippings or something that can be composted. We don't compost it ourselves. We have to pay Deerfield, and they take it. I was asked.
It might
I was over
true.
There one day. I just started asking questions, and the dollar signs were running in my head. I'm like,
well,
oh my God, we're paying for everything.
We should compost it ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean.
But then
personally,
to prep a place.
Yeah, I know.
So disposal of recyclables to compost.
If it wasn't a liability, I'd love to have people dump it in my yard.
Yeah.
So
let's start doing that. Come on, be a sport.
Oh yeah, the liability of it.
Yeah, people backing up into your garage.
Okay, so.
So where do we get that report? Is that the revenue report that talks about what we receive from
each?
Let me just ask.
We've seen it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually get a monthly.
Yeah, we have a revenue. We have a monthly revenue report.
You can have it broken.
Let me just. I'll just ask them how much. For the year.
Yeah.
It's gonna be able to cross reference that with these lines.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's last month's.
But the thing is, it's not consistent because Chuck keeps track of what they're paying now, so he might. Hold on to the plastic until the price goes up and then send it all in rather than just send it every single month.
I think this year we're like at 40,000 and 37,000.
I'll be honest, I don't
know. We'll ask how much the revenue for the recycling.
Yeah.
If I can ask, Madam Chair, Josh Shreve, do we want to get those revenue numbers from last year, a closed financial year, so we can get a better snapshot and accurately mm-hmm. compare last fiscal year's revenue and last fiscal year's expenses?
Year. Mm-hmm. Last year and this year so far? Because the prices changed significantly.
They do, but I think we can get kind of like an idea of what's profitable, what's not on a pattern.
Yeah, okay.
Bill Saffy, once again, another thing that came up when I was over there. So they pay $5 a gallon to get rid of recycled oil. And I was like, why don't you just buy an oil burner and burn it?
Yeah.
You know, like to heat, you heat your house with? They have a garage. Like, wouldn't that be more efficient? Maybe. Even if you left it on all summer long and just let the heat go, who cares? At least you're not paying that much money to get rid of the oil.
How much is an oil burner?
God,
depends on your BTU requirements and stuff.
It's solve one problem.
I know, but it's just the expenses of the stuff.
Yeah, I would say the EPA probably would
probably
have a problem with that.
Not the CPA.
No.
Well, I mean, garages, I could have one in my garage at home and burn my motor oil. It's not. Yeah.
So you want us to deliver that to your house?
That's what I'm hearing.
His driveway's going to be full.
So just keep it organized, okay? The compost goes here, the used motor oil goes here.
All the brush, if they had like some type of small energy plant where they burned it, made steam, reclaimed the steam to make more water.
Yeah, we used to have an incinerator.
Yeah,
but that's just incinerating. You know, you're producing electricity out of it. It would be nice. Income.
Steve Kelman, to Bill's point, the swap shop has a propane line that was $6.50. So we put the recycled oil over there.
Keep the swap shop
for I think it's a great idea. Yeah. You guys can put it in a warrant article.
Well, why doesn't the
board, we don't think
that why isn't, is it Chuck that runs it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he put out something to the town so that, like, I have 5 gallons of oil. I take it to AutoZone because it doesn't cost the town anything. It doesn't cost me anything. It's a state law. They have to take it back. I mean, if people knew that, they might be more perceptive to taking it back to save the town a couple of dollars.
Well, you know, there's an energy and recycling committee. That would be a good project for the energy and recycling committee.
That's a good idea.
Who's in charge of that?
Never heard of it.
Al Couch?
I think it's Al Couch.
Al Couch.
He'd know who...
Yeah.
Runs it if he's
yeah.
It. There's got to be some local shops
Ryan,
that can take it.
What were you on?
We run the.
No, that's electric. That's the energy.
Yeah, we run the electric.
Different energy committee.
A different energy, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay. A committee lover.
So I think the biggest ones in the waste management, retirement, and wages are contributing to the
increase.
Okay. Yeah, and testing. I don't know what. They must have to test.
Yeah, they have to test for.
That's required.
Okay, now wait. Let's. Now
we're on page 6. Okay. Just about total solid waste. Mm-hmm. Sorry, just street lighting.
Solid. Okay. So are we done with the solid waste?
I think so.
Do we pay for the ones in the corners? I think that's what isn't that what that's for?
What?
It's one at the end
I'm sorry, Chair.
We'll
wait.
There's a question about street lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, next one. Okay.
Yeah.
Need budget. Oh, maybe they didn't submit anything.
Well, no, it's just like the... Truly, like, what streetlights do we own? Are we talking, like, at the corner of, like, Merrill Road and 727 and stuff like that? Is that street lighting? Those are the town pays for those?
Road, this one.
There's one on Depot Road by the railroad.
Has a streetlight, if you look at it.
Well, the one in New Boston's pretty dim. You can't see anything.
It still has it, though.
Still has it, yeah.
It's only a 7-watt, but, you know, we're saving money.
Saving money.
Just say I'll donate a reflector.
Okay, street.
Before BB gun, and that's one.
Yep. Tax collection?
Yeah.
Previously underfunded? They're talking about the cost of sending out the bills?
Mm-hmm. Paper.
What's that?
Stamps went up.
They did. Substantially.
It's like 75 cents for an envelope now, right?
First class is 70 cents.
Josh is right on it.
Love Google.
Buy those forever stamps.
I know.
Stamp.
We couldn't load up on the forever stamps like 20 years ago.
Yes.
I know.
I did load up.
So is that what that is? The paper and the stamps?
Yeah.
Wow. Increase? Okay. Any other questions on tax collector? Okay, town buildings?
Need budget.
It's going negative, I like it.
Well, it says need budget.
It's a Smith building, they're done with the roof finally.
That was my question, the slate roof is done, so they went down.
Did they do their walkway?
Yeah, have you seen it?
No.
Awesome.
Have you seen it? Nobody uses the building.
Oh, you can see it driving by.
I'm driving the tractor when I'm driving by. I don't look at walkways.
Okay, any questions on town buildings? Okay, town clerk.
No, we didn't get a budget from that. We didn't get a budget from.
From what?
From him.
What?
From Patrick.
Building maintenance person?
He does the town buildings.
I think we were talking about, like, the AC and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so.
We don't have a budget.
Somebody just put in 3% for everything.
You can't do it that way. I wouldn't do it that way.
We'll have to ask reasoning behind, what does the note mean?
Okay, so that's on the town buildings? Okay. All right. Town clerk?
Some significant increases there.
No, it's a voting.
Well, that, and they have to work more hours, because there's more housing, more registrations, more homes, more registrations, titles, VR requests.
They are working more hours.
It doesn't say more hours.
They didn't increase their hours.
So her clerk fees, next to it, it says, expect more housing, more registrations.
Yeah, but that's just a bonus for the town. Why would that cost us money?
Oh, wait, her stipend. Wait, no.
No, that can't happen.
Town clerk fees are her fee, the town clerk wages, aren't they?
She gets money.
She gets fees and not a stipend.
Fees.
So that's her fee, the $22,500 to $24,000.
Oh, she gets a cut out of all the registrations?
Yes. Yep.
It's a decent. No wonder she's so happy to do it.
Get 3 or 4 more cars, this stuff.
God, you learn something new every day.
Things you don't want to know.
Yes.
Well, it could be that the, okay.
I took that as.
Yeah, because she gets fee, yeah, her fee.
Oh, okay, so.
But she's taking, she's going to get more fees, but she's going to bring in more revenue.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't cost us.
Well, the
it's too bad it doesn't, like, explain
that. I know. There's a lot of things that, like that.
Does she get the fees from the next line down as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
Title fees.
It's on, is it about $50,000 a year?
Yeah.
Yeah,
55.
Yeah, plus her stipend.
Yeah.
50.
Oh, yeah, she does get a little stipend. There's her 2.7%.
Will they participate in the retirement now?
No.
They're not full-time.
They're stipend. They're not regular employees.
She's very good.
Okay. We're good with town clerk? Okay. Town officers' expenses?
14.2% increase.
I don't,
most of it, well.
The town report, this is Lynn. Why does the town report go up so much? 252%.
It went up almost $1,000.
I don't know who does this. I don't know if it was Brian and Amy or who did this. We weren't, I wasn't involved in it, were you?
Well, look at what we actually spent this year.
Were you involved in this? Because I wasn't, so I can't answer.
I mean, you just look at what we actually spent on the town report.
Oh.
Well, but why so much? Yeah. Why? How could that be so under budgeted?
Well, I'll tell you why. Okay. We weren't going, Susan Young, we weren't going to do a town report. We weren't going to do 4,000 of them so that every resident or every house gets one. We weren't going to do that. We were going to send out postcards that they'd be available. We were going to cut the thing like in half, because we have boxes and boxes
I'm
left.
Sure.
And so we were going to do that, and the chair said no.
You're kidding.
No.
The chair of
our board. Remember?
Well, that seems smarter than just a waste
so
of paper.
So maybe that's something we can bring up when we go over it again.
That seems incredibly wasteful.
So yeah. Just send a postcard.
But then wouldn't this year that number come down if we've already...
No, because we ordered it. He wanted it for this past March.
So what we spent is already gone.
Yeah, but the books aren't gone.
Then we're going to pay a recycle center.
Put that in your driveway.
So get $15 back on the recycling.
If we sent a postcard saying they're available at the town hall, if you are unable, we'll mail you a copy.
Yeah,
call this number.
They're available at the library. I mean, we make it very easy if you want one. A lot of people don't want that anymore.
20% of people would want one.
Right. That's what the point was. But
well, not by looking at Facebook. You think everybody would want one.
You don't need it. You can get the electronic copy.
You don't print it here, do you?
No.
No.
No. We used to.
Well, that might make more sense if you're only going to print.
No, you do not have one with you.
Yeah, I have a town report,
too. There it is.
Yeah, I carry mine.
I got mine at home.
This is my budget committee bag.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty badass. Look at that.
I know. Yeah. I need one of those instead of this manila folder.
Okay, so we're going to ask about why do we print so many?
Oh, yes. That'll be an interesting conversation in my mind.
Who is it that makes this decision?
I thought it would be a board decision.
It was just something you don't fight for.
Well,
As we say in my family, do you really want to die on this mountain?
Right. You pick and choose.
I know, huh?
I don't know.
You pick and choose.
Sometimes you do, but not always.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Does the town clerk work outside the hours that are listed online?
Sometimes
I'm not answering that.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Is it, so
I don't
like
know.
The hours online, I think it's about 26 hours a week?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
It's Monday.
It's come out to per hour.
Because it's
26 sounds...
Mm.
So you want to ask that question? If she works besides when she has office hours?
All right, I'm just like hours per week, I guess, would just
okay.
be the question.
Yeah, because she doesn't get paid, it looks like, per hour. She just collects on the fees, a percentage of the fees.
Yeah. I learned that.
Like,
that's $41 an hour.
I wonder if she...
Yeah, it's more than that.
But
well, it's 41, 42.
There must be a fee compensation
55,
scale.
55,000? What did you
I
use?
Did 56,000.
No, isn't it like, I might have botched the math here, but isn't it $40-something an hour?
It's $41.42 an hour. It works out.
Oh, I thought you said 21. Okay.
I thought you said 22.
So no. I wonder who sets the fee schedule for what she gets per. Is it the state or the town?
I think it's the state thing because it's written right on your thing. It says a dollar to the town or whatever.
Does the tax collector pay the same way?
No.
No.
She's a
stipend. Oh, man, I'd do that job for a percentage. I'm running for tax plan.
Stay on the budget committee while you're doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. See the taxes go up.
Yeah,
more money.
And everybody's clapping.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. All right, we're done with town officers' expenses? Yep. Trustee of the trust funds? Treasurer, and welfare. Oh, they did say welfare.
Now, the treasurer's 2.8 on this one?
Oh, I don't know why.
But I'm saying, who's setting that?
I don't know.
We haven't decided yet.
Like in Medicare, it's 2.7.
It's not there.
Yeah, but we haven't decided.
Somebody has.
Question, when direct assistance and welfare, aren't they the same thing?
No. Wait a minute. Let's back up a minute. You want the treasurer, you want to find out why it's 2.8 instead of 2.9?
No, I was just saying, it looks like they swapped. I don't care. It looks like they swapped the 2.7 and the 2.8 compared to all the other sections.
Oh, the direct assistance is just the money that goes to the people. The welfare is the...
Who does it?
The director... the person, the employee.
Oh.
She's a stipend employee.
Yeah.
So, why did she get such a big raise?
I
I don't get adjusted for anticipated increase.
So
increase in what?
We put through, I put through a increase for her stipend based off of her hours worked year longevity. She was only making like $16 an hour. So I increased, I requested an increase for her stipend, and then I guess the 2.7 COLA.
So how do you keep track of her hours?
She and I worked together this summer on what she did, has been doing, and she's going to submit a quarterly report of what she does.
So I have a quick question on that. So Steve Tremblay.
She's been here since 2009.
We said the direct assistance budget's like $10,000. Mm-hmm. There was like a buck used.
$1,100.
So how much? I don't know, I'm just confused.
It seems like a lot of hours for $1,100 in assistance.
What do you mean?
She's only paid $1,100 in assistance.
She's paid out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can... Do you want me to send you the worksheet that her and I did on projects she's done and how many hours she's worked and what the stipend comes out to? And I kind of did it on the lower side, too.
Okay, but what increase are you anticipating? Increase in what?
In her wages?
No, it says here, adjusted for anticipated increase and COLA.
I don't know why she put anticipated increase.
Oh.
She didn't submit anything.
It's in my folder.
Oh.
I mean, I can speculate that more people are going to be struggling.
She does a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
She does.
She does. And she's got...
She knows where to send the people so that we're not paying...
Well, but even, like, say there was somebody who lives at the Hillside Apartments, like, she knows, like, the town of Candia might not pay, but she knows who in the state will pay for their assistance.
Yes. Yeah. So she does more than just hand out the $1,100.
Right. Oh, no. She sets people up on programs and gets them money for...
Yeah.
I mean...
She does a lot.
I can... Her and I went through.
Can we get out, like, a... synopsis of that so that
I have it.
You get a bit of feeling for it.
No, okay, let me stop right there. At our next meeting, we're going to answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
People are kind enough to keep sending me information all month long.
Oh, okay, you want it,
and it drives me crazy. Okay, because at the next meeting, it takes me half a day to grab this and this and this and this. No, that might well, I know I get paid a lot, but
so bring it to the next
meeting. So bring it all to when to answer the questions instead of just if you send it tomorrow, I'll send it to everybody and everybody will say, well, I'm not thinking about this now.
All right. So you'd rather have it brought in paper or brought emailed like the night before or the Friday before?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
If you do it the Friday before, I'll be able to find it.
Okay.
But if you do it tomorrow, it's a bit difficult to go through all the things that got sent to me during the month.
Yep.
What did they say? One final and complete answer to everything instead of a little bit here and there and there and there.
Yep.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions? Oh, one more page. Okay. Zoning board. Any?
Do they need protective clothing? What the hell's going on here? I have the same thing.
What?
So ours went from welfare
to zoning.
Oh yeah, welfare is the protective clothing, yeah.
What?
Oh,
she has a dollar in there, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they used to
be. Because we have a health officer now, so the building inspector is the health officer.
She keeps a dollar in that line. I don't know if it's because if she has to visit some people that...
Yeah.
Mm. You'd want protective clothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
Okay, zoning board, any questions on zoning board?
No.
Okay.
They're doing great.
And their legal is under the legal, right?
Yeah.
The main...
Litigation is. Legal notices.
Legal notices. Separate. Those are all those registered letters they have to send out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zoning, here we go. Yep.
Microfilming.
Okay. And then we get to the bottom line. Any other overall general questions? Yes, you have a question? No, first of all, please introduce yourself.
Sure. Cynthia Ouellette. I had the reason why I came here was because William Saffy, so you said, if you want to see how the school is spending money, I would love to see how they're spending money, but apparently you guys don't discuss that.
Is that our next meeting?
We're not there yet.
That was clickbait.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the date, hold on.
Oh, wait.
On November 17th, we review the school budget and come up with our questions. On November 24th, we meet over at the Moore School with the school board and the SAU, and we go over all the questions and the answers.
And both of those are public?
Oh, yeah. So that's, those are the two, just like we're going to meet with the selectmen on October 22nd, and that's when we get the answers to our questions and discuss.
That you've asked tonight.
Yeah, so we haven't really said, yes, we think this is too much, we think it's not enough. We just need to get our questions answered first.
Have we ever said it's not enough?
No.
I don't think so.
Have you moved the town?
No. So the 17th and the 23rd would be.
Yeah, those would be the school. That's where.
That's great that you're getting involved in.
Well, you know, it's very good. A highway robbery.
Yes.
So it has to be.
We're trying to avoid that.
They pay $20,000 a year for this.
In the homeschool?
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you. This was very good.
Oh, do you want to take that home?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if it's accurate or up to date. That's just the first copy I got, so.
Yeah, that's good.
You're welcome.
Like a raspberry scone for the room?
Oh, no.
Okay, so do we discuss the school next?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
Okay, any other questions on the, anything else? You want to ask questions on the budget? Okay, like always, I'll type up these. I'll send them to everybody. I'll give you a few days to comment or add, and then I'll send them to everybody. But I want one response.
When are you getting the town information on Thursday or not? Or is it Monday?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends. Like this week, obviously I didn't get anything until yesterday.
Okay.
So. So then we got the report of the trust funds. This was included. I don't think we went over that last time. Okay. Any questions on the school expenditure report? And you'll notice, see, they put in the percentages and the columns, and it looks very nice.
I have a question about the high school enrollment.
Enrollment.
Okay.
The private and other, we have 7 students. Do we pay for them to go somewhere else? So they're not part of the budget.
No.
If they're that charter school, they're not part. I thought we had to pay for the charter school.
I don't think we have.
But
any.
Not the transportation.
We don't have any high school charters.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
So when will we see the school budget?
Was it November 17th?
Wait a minute, here. No, we have to see it before then.
Oh, yeah. We are formulating our budget, or discussing our budget on November 6th. So they anticipate having it to Lynn on the 7th.
Yeah, so I'll let you know when it comes in. Usually you can come into the town office and figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the binders. And if you have your binders from last year, bring them in.
Yeah, didn't we already?
I think
turn them in.
Yeah, I think most of us brought them in.
Do we have a preliminary calendar?
Yes.
Yes.
But we have question marks on it.
Some.
But
we'll
some
get
of
to
those,
that. We'll
I
get
thought
to
they
that.
Were answered.
Well, wait.
Oh,
we're not there yet.
Okay.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We're on the school. Any questions on the school expenditure report?
Mm-hmm.
Or the enrollments?
Good,
yeah,
the
you
high
did. Keep going down your pile.
The high school's down. So that should save some money.
Yeah.
Well, not when they under-budgeted the amount of students going last year. I don't know if we've had.
What happened?
Last year, you'll see the regular high school ed tuition is all under already. It's because there are 3 students that were not budgeted for. in the 25-26 budget season, right? Right.
Any other questions on the school report? And then we have the school revenue report, if there's any questions on that.
Stephanie, will this busing contract be settled before the budget comes out?
Like, I mean, we already have a contract. It's just those funds that we withheld for previous years. As of right now, we have no grievances with their...
You got 5 buses this year?
Yeah.
Nice.
They've been doing a really good job this year. Getting...
It's just empty and the lines. And I mean, I probably do the same thing with my
bus. I might have a different opinion on the busing.
Really? Well, the complaints haven't come.
I'll find it through my wife.
Yeah, because we talked about it last Thursday.
What, you all play soccer? What's happening here?
I have a son in kindergarten.
Okay.
And I said this to Bill Saffy last time, that the reason people don't use the bus is it's unreliable. Like, my kid usually gets home at 3:40 to 3:50. It was 4:30 today.
Did they send out a notice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't help.
Said to be 10 minutes late.
Yeah, that doesn't help the notice.
And why are they? Why is there such a discrepancy?
This is the first I'm hearing of it, so okay. I have no idea.
Wow.
I mean, did they?
For a little kindergarten.
That's a long time.
Did they say they were short a driver or?
So our regular driver, I think, went into labor 2 days ago.
Oh, okay, that would probably. That's no excuse.
They usually go down this way and then turn around. They just said, "Yeah, get out." So, makes you want to bring your kid to school.
Recent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to go to the small buses.
But then the app doesn't work for LB either. So, but that's okay. We'll bring up another.
Bring that to the school board.
Yeah.
So that's my school.
Okay. Do they do studies on how many kids on the bus?
Yeah.
And they give it, instead of making 4 weeks, it's 5 to cut back on cost.
It's a time, I think.
Time.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Well, if you did smaller buses, would it cost less?
No.
I don't believe that. I do not believe that. It doesn't make logical sense.
We've seen
the cars cost less.
I don't know why bus companies don't offer that service for less, but they don't.
You should do.
Why don't we just go to vans?
COVID kind of killed our bus driver.
That's an idea. 8 vans instead of 4 buses. Right? That's a long time.
Okay.
Complicated.
Okay, just a couple more things we need to cover. The schedule, there's a couple gaps. Non-petition warrant article due date.
I asked about that. They said, and again, I didn't agree with this, but they said that it's mandated when that has to be, and I didn't think it was. I thought that the board decided. Don't we decide?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Well, if it's mandated, then have them tell me what the date is.
I've never heard that before, but that's something that came up the other day.
But I need to know that.
Right.
And I need to know the petition warrant article due date.
The petition is mandated.
Do we know the date?
January, it was January 9th last year, I think. I'm not sure where it is.
Okay, what does this say?
That's an RSA. But the other is not. We could have said that.
Last day for petitioned warrant articles, June 13th.
That's for May meeting.
Oh, here's my welfare info.
Petition warrant articles due January 13th, so that's the date?
That sounds right.
January 13th.
But I think the other one, we just made it up. I mean, we've always just made it up, December something.
Non-petition warrant article due date. So that, I need to know.
Well, they didn't want to set it. They said there was a special date.
Well, then I need to know the special date.
I know, there isn't one. I told them there isn't one, but that's what...
Non-petition warrant article. And I need the school date. Do you have those, Stephanie?
So, at our last meeting... It was discussed that there's a possibility that we'll be able to hold a deliberative on the same day as the town.
Ooh, that was exciting.
There were two things pending. One is if the selectmen would let the school board go first because it's so short, and they agreed. Second, I'm waiting to hear from Bill. He had to check to see if he had any conflicts.
So we don't have a final decision on that?
We do not.
So that's the only thing I'm waiting for, the deliberative session and the snow date for the deliberative session for the school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean.
I know.
We used it last year.
Was it last year we used
yep.
it? Or 2 years ago?
Last year we had the school meeting on a Saturday.
And then I'll email Andrea and ask her what the date is for the...
Amy,
I'm sorry. For the non-petition warrant article due date. Okay. Now, one other thing is when we start. We talked last year about starting our meetings at 6:30 instead of 7, and you wanted to put your son to bed, and none of us really objected, so we didn't change it.
Well, his bedtime's changed.
I was going to say, he's older now.
About now.
Oh. Okay. Oh, so 6:30 will be good for you.
So,
oh.
How do people feel about starting at 6:30?
I'm all for it. Because it's dark.
Okay. Yeah. How many people want 6:30?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll start next week.
Is that working for your schedule, Ryan?
Ryan, is that okay with you?
Majority rules.
Yeah, exactly.
You lost the vote, yeah. Even if it's not okay.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
We're going to start our meetings at 6:30, starting next month.
6:30?
Yeah.
That works for me.
That works? Okay, good.
It doesn't really matter, but...
You voted for that.
Okay, we're going to start at 6:30. And our next meeting is... October 22nd, our joint meeting with the selectmen.
Yeah.
Okay. Right here.
That's at 6:30.
At 6:30. They do?
Yes, they do.
Good.
It's going to be at 6:30?
Oh, I didn't tell them that.
But they
the
meet at 6:30.
Yeah.
So they're used
to that.
That's
an idea, though. I didn't tell them
I will
that,
not be
honest.
Here for that one. I can email you, but I'm traveling.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay, is there any other business that we want to discuss tonight?
No.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Steve makes a motion to adjourn. Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, Ryan.